Punk rock music has lost one of its earliest pioneers. Tommy Ramone died of cancer on Friday at his home in Queens, New York. He was the last surviving member of the original Ramones. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang has this remembrance.
One, two, three, four. Tommy Ramone was Erdi Tamash before he became a Ramone and produced punk rock classics like Rockaway Beach. He was born in Budapest, where as a kid he once had a memorable trip to see a movie about America, as he recalled in 2004 at the Hungarian embassy.
And what they showed was a bunch of teenagers going absolutely crazy and wild over boogie-woogie music. And I was watching this and going, boy, that's good music.
Good music from the early days of rock and roll that Ramone wanted to recapture and take in a new direction. So in 1974, he joined up with three friends from Queens with bull haircuts, leather jackets, and a mission.
The bands I listened to on my radio when I was a kid, when I came to the United States, that Wampamalupa, that quick energy, the sexuality, the excitement, we wanted to bring that back. And we wanted to bring back short songs. And we wanted to play them fast.
Aye, oh, let's go. Aye, oh, let's go. The bump is in a straight line. You're going through a tight one. You keep the lips on that mind. Let's drink fun.
This band was so influential, so innovative, and led to so much change in music and influenced so many generations.
Filmmaker Jim Field spent 8 years following the Ramones for his 2003 documentary, End of the Century.
They thought they were going to be the Rolling Stones, you know, they thought they were going to be huge.
But they never had a bona fide hit.
That's the weird thing about the Ramones, you know, their music has been in movie soundtracks and TV commercials, but it was never on the radio.
Punk magazine co-founder John Holmstrom designed album covers for the Ramones. He says Tommy Ramone wasn't just the group's original drummer. He was their first manager and an important producer in the studio.
Without Tommy, there's no Ramones. Because at first, they were not very good musicians, and I think Tommy whipped them into shape.
He was a big picture person who was almost like the father of the family. He would eat healthy food and show up every place on time.
Photographer Francis Pelsman Licio first met Tommy Ramone in 1975 while working for one of the group's former managers. She says the brash, loud sound of the Ramones was ahead of its time. "This is art," Tommy Ramone once wrote. "Sometimes it doesn't sell at first. Sometimes it takes a while for the world to catch on." Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News.